Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Six-pack sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Who are the best six teams in the AFC right now? Bellway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I got to be honest, 1 through 5 was kind of easy for me. 6 is where I struggled. I eventually settled on the Bengals at 6. And the Bengals, they fought out of a hole last year, went on a winning streak to put themselves in contention to make the playoffs at the end of the season. Alas, they did not. I got to think they don't get off to another slow start. I don't love their defense, but their offense is elite. I put the Bengals at 6.
Thought about the Bengals here. Strongly considered the Bengals here. I went with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Can't quit them.
Look, I'm looking at the roster construction. I'm looking at the coaching staff and their ability to handle what's being thrown at them. And this does look like a group of mercenaries, but I think Mike Tomlin can handle it. Both coordinators were already there. So unlike Cincinnati, where some people are telling me they think Al Golden's great. Well, I don't know. I think Luan Marullo is pretty good. I don't like their defense. I don't like the interior Cincinnati's offensive line. And I think Pittsburgh will find a way to win a game or two more than Cincinnati or just go through on tiebreakers. So I give the nod to Mike Tomlin, who's never had a losing season, unlike Zach Taylor, who is a very equipped at going to the playoffs. And we're basically, when you start talking about 6 and 7, right, it's getting in. I'm not saying I think they can do any damage there, but the defense has the makings of being elite. It is superior special teams. And they make the playoffs most years without the offense being any good anyway.
I'll say this. Zach Taylor's been to a Super Bowl recently, and Mike Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game since the Obama administration.
I'm not talking about the playoffs.
I'm just saying.
I'm talking about regular season.
I hear you.
Number 5.
I think, Cincinnati's won, one of their last 11 or 12 September football games.
They struggle
crazy
early. Yeah, I know.
5 is where I went with the other Harbaugh. I think 3 teams are making it from the West. The Chargers losing Slater is a big deal, but they just drafted Alt, who is used to playing on the left side, and I don't think he'll step in at Slater's level, but I still think he's a starting caliber left tackle. I think the run game should be a little more dynamic this year. It's a shame what happened to J.K. Dobbins. The defense definitely got better last year. There are guardrails in place now. This is a guy who knows how to take a team on the road and find a way to get a result. And they opened things up for Herbert as the season expanded. And look, we can talk about Herbert in the playoffs and all that. Herbert does a lot of damage in the regular season. So the Chargers are my 5.
Yeah, we're simpatico at 5. I am a little worried about Slater being he's a high-end tackle and he's done for the year. And I did like the Hampton kid they drafted in the first round. But I am with you at 5. I'm wondering if our top 5 are going to be the same, but I have the Chargers at 5.
They're not going to be.
Number four.
Four's where I have the Denver Broncos, and they came on strong at the end of last season. I like what they've done in the offseason to make improvements to the defense. Remember, they did lead the league in sacks a year ago, and I like Sean Payton a lot. I love Bo Nix. I have the Broncos at four.
I'll put the Kansas City Chiefs at four.
Wow.
The more I've thought about this, I mean, the Super Bowl hangover thing is like the team that loses the Super Bowl tends to implode. I don't think they're going to implode, but it's a hell of a schedule. I think they're in the toughest division of football. All of a sudden, 2 years ago, that division was a joke.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I think it's the best division in football. Having to open up in Brazil is tough. It's going to, I think they'll win that game, but it's going to throw things all over the place. The offensive line is better, but it doesn't mean it's good. The Rice thing gives me some pause, however, and whenever
he gets
that kicks in.
Yeah.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes has avoided he's had high ankles, all this stuff, and he never's missed any time. I just have a feeling that some stuff that tends to catch up to a team that loses the Super Bowl catches up to them.
I'm going to lean Ken because of the Bengals over the Steelers, but I do like the Chiefs being a little bit lower. But I do lean Ken. I think the Bengals are the better team than Pittsburgh.
We are doing the six-pack of the best teams in the AFC. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Three's where I put the Buffalo Bills. I don't know how much we're going to learn about them because I think their division is going to be a joke. And so they're going to be able to hit some cruise control. I still worry about their pass rush. I think offensively, obviously, they do a lot of things. They still, I don't know that they have what I would quantify as a true number one receiver, and I wonder about that a little bit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sean McDermott wins a lot of regular season games. They're going to be there in the end. Would it shock me if they broke through and went to the Super Bowl this year? It wouldn't, but there is a part of me that has a little pause by the fact that hasn't happened yet. And Kansas City certainly seems to have their number when it really matters.
Yeah.
But I put them at three.
We are simpatico. I've got the Bills at three as well. If not for the Kansas City Chiefs, they may have played in a couple Super Bowls already, but alas, they can't get past the Chiefs, so I have them at three.
Number two.
Two is where I have the Baltimore Ravens. Everybody and their uncle is telling me this is the best roster in football. They still need to get over the hump in the postseason, though. But they have the best quarterback. They have a running back that seems ageless. Their wide receivers now are a thing. They have two really good tight ends, assuming Isaiah Likely comes back healthy. And the defense should be much better this year. And I like the changes they made to the coaching staff. I have the Ravens at two.
I've got the Denver Football Broncos at two. Hall of Fame track head coach who already has a Lombardi trophy. Bo Nix with a whole offseason knowing he's the starter, not splitting reps, none of that baloney. Sean Payton spending the whole offseason saying, well, damn, if I did all that with that kid last year without a running game, what's it going to look like with a running game this year? They'll have a running game this year. He found his Mark Ingram. A really good offensive line, and for me, a top three defense in football. And it's a top three defense in football where most of those guys are still young and hungry. They haven't been paid yet. They're fully and totally motivated. They should have beat Kansas City at Arrowhead last year. What was it, a block chip shot field goal?
Yeah, that was
fun. Like, they had some weird stuff go against them a year ago that I think will make them better this year. I think the Denver Broncos are a formidable, formidable football operation that is just starting to sort of ascend into their prime.
Number one.
I've got the Ravens one. A lot of people in this league, smart evaluators, think they have the best 1 through 90 and will have the best 1 through 53. They've got the best quarterback on the planet right now in great form. Todd Monken sticking around is a big deal. Zach Orr in year two with Pagano with him is a big deal. You can't not but be enthused by what you saw of the rookies who are expected to contribute right away. Loop having the summer he had as big looper
is
a big deal. It's hard not to be bullish on them.
I like it. And if not for that beast in Kansas City, and I respect the way you went through this, but Andy Reid's the best coach in football and Patrick Mahomes, a first ballot Hall of Famer. And until I see with my own eyes that they're done, I got to say.
Well, I don't know if they're done. I just think this year they're going to dip.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
They might dip a little bit this year.
Until I see it, they've won three Super Bowls and they've been to what, five? I still got them one.
That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
I guess the fix wasn't in today. I guess the fix wasn't in.
Yeah. Tyler Loop. I was waiting for Loop to come up maybe at five.
Yeah.
Tyler Loop.
That's where
five.
He belongs.
That's right.
Behind the undrafted guys.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep. But it's your fault he lost that six pack. Ben.
Correct. I stand
by. You're scoring at home. That was Ben's screw up.
Why'd you have me
not
today,
Not GG's
though?
Terrible list.
Well, yeah. Today you brought, I remembered about the lollipops, so now I'm getting skewed that way you brought lollipops. Because all my voting is
I bribe him with lollipops.
I think the Bills, to me, are a better team than the Broncos. I think we're going to see a little bit of regression with Bo Nix. And I would have put the Ravens one over the Chiefs, but I get it.
That way, Ben. Six pack, always fun. Coming up next, though, we take a look, a deep dive at the Ravens and their rookies. And we're waiting them to get down to 53. Obviously, the one surprise so far, if you're just tuning in, it sounds like Jalen Armour Davis has been released by the Ravens. We'll get an official list coming up, hopefully, sometime after 4 o'clock. Last year, a reminder, we did not get their official list until a little after 8 o'clock. But how much do we expect Malachi Starks and Mike Green to hit the ground running? How much do we expect to see them week one? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.